From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado's top health official is again asking the state to fund a program that aims to prevent teen pregnancies. He testified before the state's Joint Budget Committee today. As Spencer Berkland reports, the program has been funded privately, and efforts to shift it to public funding failed last session.
The program distributes IUDs and other long-acting reversible contraceptives to low-income women. Larry Wolk heads the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment and thinks the $2.5 million request will have a better shot at passing this year. That's because the department won't be running a standalone IUD bill, but instead it'll be part of the overall state budget.
I'm hoping that it's less exposed for potential political battles and allows for people to acknowledge the clinical importance.
State figures show the privately funded program has reduced teen pregnancies by 40%. Some GOP opponents worry that passing out birth control promotes sexual promiscuity, while others don't want the state to pay for it. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Governor John Hickenlooper has approved a 640-acre land transfer to expand the historical preservation of the Sand Creek Massacre site. The announcement earlier this week came on the 151st anniversary of the deadly event near Eads in eastern Colorado, where about 200 people, mostly women, children, and the elderly, were killed when U.S. Army soldiers ambushed the camp of Cheyenne and Arapaho chiefs. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.